A new report says the gun homicide rate went up nearly 35% during the first year of the coronavirus pandemic, reaching a level not seen in more than a quarter century. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports on who was most hard hit.
Deborah Howery used to work as an emergency room doctor, so she knows the reality of gun violence.
And the number of times that I tried to resuscitate someone and was unable to save their life, covered in blood, had to find a clean white coat to comfort a mother, was heartbreaking.
Knowing these gun deaths were preventable is part of what drew her to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, where she's now the acting principal deputy director. And the agency's new analysis of gun homicides found a shocking increase. The year 2020 saw nearly 5,000 more people die than the year before. To Howery, here's what stood out.
We're losing too many of our nation's children and young people, you know, specifically Black boys and young Black men.
The report says gun homicide rates went up across the country, in rural areas and cities, and across all ages. But Howery says it went up the most among people who were already at a higher risk of gun violence, like Black boys and young men, and people living in the poorest counties, making existing disparities even worse.
When you look at the pandemic, things like job loss, economic stressors, social isolation, these were already hard-hit communities, and so this could have impacted them more.
This CDC analysis also looked at deaths from suicide with guns and found this remained mostly unchanged over this period. Mike Anestis is executive director of the New Jersey Gun Violence Research Center at Rutgers University.
Someone might look at this and say, well, the firearm suicide rate stayed largely the same and see that as a good thing. And I wouldn't deny it's good. It's certainly better than going up. But that happened in the context of the overall suicide rate going down.
He notes that even with the increase in gun homicides, the majority of gun deaths in this country still come from suicide. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.